Flaming Network, an online network aimed at setting men on fire through the media sphere.
Holy Spirit, glorify Jesus here. Heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, set our hearts on fire. And I vow not to take the glory. There are certain men. Now, as you are hearing me tonight, impartations will begin to take place. There are certain men that God gives as a witness to a generation. Isaiah 55, verse 6. Holy Ghost, those people you have ordained tonight as a witness in this generation, begin to fill them with all they need to become. Isaiah 55. Start from verse 4. Verse 4. Behold, I have given him for a witness to the people. I have given him. Hey, that Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his son, the only begotten son. As God gives Jesus, as God gave Jesus, he gives men too. God will look at a man and say, you, I give you to your city as a witness. God can give a man to a campus and say, for your 4 years on this campus, you are the owner. There are men that God give to countries. He said, as long as you live, nothing happens in this country without you. Some are giving over a state. In this state, you are in charge. Some are giving over a town. In this town, you are the witness. There are 7,000 prophets who have not bowed to Baal, yet they were quiet. Only the witness in the town, Elijah, could speak. It's not about being a prophet. Are you speaking? They were eating, fed by Obadiah, but Elijah came out. 450 prophets of Baal against one man. How? Hear me. If Baal have not been responding to contest, they won't agree. If Baal have not been calling down fire, they will not agree. They were not fools. Elijah said, the God that answers by fire, let him be God. They said yes, because Baal was a fire specialist. They said, in case we call him, he didn't answer. If we begin to dance, he will answer. In case he doesn't answer by dancing, when we cut ourselves and he sees blood, he will answer. Elijah said, no problem. You are 450. I am one. And they were calling Baal. Baal went on excursion. They danced. He didn't show up. They caught blood. Caught their bodies. Blood began to flow. He didn't show up. The problem is not Baal. The problem is Elijah. As long as I'm here, Baal cannot speak. I am not saying people should not use juju. As long as I'm around, he won't walk. Kidnappers remain in town as long as I'm on the road. That is what I'm saying. Baal operate when I show up, suspend work. There are men who suspend demonic operations. Wickedness is real, but there are men who comes with authentic fire that is more real than the wickedness of the wicked. They are called witnesses. Kaibaros. Men giving as witnesses to a generation. Men given as witnesses to a city. Men given as witnesses to an organization. Oh God, where are they tonight? All you angels assigned to this meeting, you are not here for fun. The same way you encountered Jacob and his name turned from Jacob to Israel. Look at these people. I command you now. Sit down. Now. Begin to visit them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Get ready. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Shabine, Eguade, Ziliata, Barande, Zegedegelegedogodogo. Bariandelegerokotoba Yakatia. My God. Yegedegalagalagalakotoma. Periadada. Keride dososia. Igeberu tutua. Men given as witnesses. Help those under the anointing around you. They must not injure themselves. Men given as witnesses. Witnesses in ministry. Witnesses in every sphere of human endeavor. Witnesses everywhere. Now, you didn't come to Wireman for decoration. You came to become. Kaya ba 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 ba. Zedede kimanu koash. Men given as witnesses. Men given as witnesses. Holy Spirit. Let the breath of God flow. Let the bread 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 of God flow. Whoosh. Iwoluniwa Baba Modeo Hayemido Ware Baba Men given as witnesses. I mentioned John yesterday. Daddy mentioned John again tonight. Another person given as a witness is Paul. I told you yesterday, in the world of football, they have GOAT, greatest of all time. In the kingdom, we have GOAT, greatest witness of all time. Apostle Paul was in the category of a GOAT. Act 22:15. Kayabaratusa. Act 22:15. For thou shall be his witness unto all men of what thou hast seen and heard. Men giving as witness. Thou shalt be witness. You know, God didn't say in this scripture to only Gentiles. He said to all men. That is why today you listen to Paul. Witnesses' employment don't expire. They cannot be sacked. Paul is dead. Yes, we preach him every day. Paul said. Apostle Paul said. You can't stop about preaching. He was given as a witness. Can God give you to your generation tonight? Acts 26:16. But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen and those things in which I will appear unto thee. I have given you as a minister and a witness. God can give you to your generation as a witness. Why are we here tonight? Lord, hand me to a generation. Hear me. God is looking for witnesses. Are you available? Are you available? Oh, Jesus. Kayaba. There are many of them in the scripture. Let me give you one more and I move from this. The two dangerous witnesses. Revelation 11, 3 to 15. Because of time, I can't read all. Revelation 11, 3 to 15. Now, show me verse 3. And I will give power unto my two witnesses. They shall prophesy 1,260 days. Clothed in sackcloth. Verse 4. They are the two olive trees and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. Next verse. If any man will hurt them, fire proceeded out of their mouth and devoured their enemies. If any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. God gave them power for a generation. When God makes you a witness, he empowers you. He doesn't send you if he won't back you. He doesn't send you. He won't send you for disgrace. He doesn't send you if he won't back you. God sends men as witnesses. He gives men as witnesses. Lomio, Lomi for God. Tirani mojao, Oluwa. Lomio. Will you pray 1 minute? If you will use one man in my generation, use me. If you will use one man in my generation, daddy, use me. Kerebabaru tutua. If you will send one man in my generation, send me. If you will anoint one man in my city, anoint me. If you will use one man in Nigeria, use me. Daddy, if you will use one man in my country, use me. Hey! 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 Yigabarapa! If you will use one man in my generation, Lord, use me. Ayayayaya! 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 Egaragadaga! Egaragadagada! Egaragadaga! Egaragadaga! Egagaga! If you will use one man in my generation, Daddy, use me. Ah! Erua Baba! Oh God! Oh God! If you will use one man in my generation, oh God, use me. Oh God, use me. Ayayayayayaya! There are men he sends to a generation. Will God send you? I am available. Send me to education. Send me to art and entertainment. Send me to family. Send me to governance. Send me to religion. Send me to the ends of the earth. If you need one man,
send me, send me, send me. I am ready, oh Daddy, I am ready, oh. I am ready, oh, to be sent. I am ready, oh, to be sent.
To be used. I am ready to be used. Use me. Use me. Use me. Use me. I am ready, Daddy. I am ready. Ah.
I am ready to be sent. I am ready.
Amen. Please sit down. Kayaba. Tonight is a commissioning night. Ah. Some of you will touch strange realms of prosperity. It's not for you to buy Gucci. It's for you to fund the gospel. Ayayayayaya. Money is coming. I see money coming. I see money coming. Every money. Keibaratua. We will buy down organizations and put Jesus on it. Our limitation will no longer be finance. We are equal to the task. Imagine I come to your hospital and I tell the medical director, everybody in this hospital, I pay for their bills, but they must give me 2 hours to speak to them. Wouldn't they listen? We can't be broke. Maybe the reason why God is sending you to do that course is because there is a place he's sending you to. Can God give you? Ah, pastor, pastor, pastor. Higher frequency. Pike up, bury that douche. He get a pie. He get a pradua. I see what has never occurred before. Idwate Sheduba Ikamana. Pash. Capacity enhanced. Ayayayayayayaya.
Hey.
Listen. This is what God is doing tonight. Scouting for witnesses that can be a spokesman in their generation. Witnesses that will be a spokesman in their generation. God will no longer say, "Who shall go for us? I'm here." God will no longer be saying, "I sought for a man among them. I found none." No, he will say, "I find Daniel." He said, "I sought for a man in Nigeria. I found Daniel." Listen, another truth of witnessing is that every witness must have an encounter with the person they are to witness before they can witness about the witness. Everybody that will be a witness must have an encounter with the person they are to witness before they can witness as his witness. How will you tell me about the person you don't know? First John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. First John chapter 1 verse 1 to 4. How will you... Hey, please come. Tell them about me. Tell them my hometown. Do you know my hometown? Tell them my best food. Do you know my best food? Tell them my best color. Do you know it? Okay. Baby, come. What is the name my parents gave me that I'm not bearing? Say it into the mic.
Ayokomi.
How did you know?
I know now.
You are my wife. You have an encounter with me. What is, okay, what is my best color?
Blue.
Say it.
Blue.
Blue. Why didn't you know the answer? Where am I from?
Ekiti.
Ekiti. Ado Ekiti. Why didn't you tell me the answer? Who are my parents in this place? Who is my mom? Who is my dad? Why? They are your parents. They are your in-laws. You. She will tell you everything about me because she has a encounter with me. Why will you try to describe a man you don't know? No wonder the scripture says, those that know their God, you are not fit to talk until you know him. That was why Apostle Paul cried, that I may know him. I don't want to say stories. Can I know you? Let me know you more and more. Hey!
When I know him, I find him.
I want to know you. Many of you know the God of your pastor. Many of you know the God of your church. Do you know your own Lord? David said, "The Lord is my shepherd," not our shepherd. "The Lord is my shepherd." He said, is my shield, my, not our. Encounter is individual. There is no corporate encounter. On the day of Pentecost, everybody got their own. God doesn't do corporate encounter. It has to be individualistic. How will you go and talk about a man you don't know? Nobody becomes an ambassador of a country he doesn't know. How will you represent your country when you don't know the anthem? Anyone that will be a witness must have had a encounter with the person he's witnessing. Look at this scripture. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, we have seen with our eyes, we have looked upon, our hands have handled, Kai, the word of life. Next verse. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and we bear witness. That which we have seen, we have heard, we have touched, our hands have handled, we have experienced it, then we can talk. The sons of Sceva said, demon, we adjure you in the name of Jesus that Paul preached. Get out. The demon responded, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Tani babae. Remember, wait. Sceva was the high priest in town. So there were seven sons of the high priest. They didn't even say, in the name of Jesus, that Sceva preached. Meaning their father too didn't know him. Their father, Sceva, did not even know him. So, the only person that they knew know something in town was Paul. Say, we adjure you. But you can't know. You can't represent in knowing. You have to know your own. That your father is a pastor doesn't make you know him. You can know his ways, but you don't know him. That your father is the general overseer. Encounter with Jesus is personal. That you were born in church. In fact, the wife of the GO is the midwife that delivered you. Doesn't mean you are saved. Show me your face. Fill up the space. My heart needs you right now. My heart needs you right.
Show me your face.
Hey!
Fill up the space.
My heart needs you right now.
My heart needs you right now. My heart needs you.
1 Peter 5:1. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom am also an elder. And what? And a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Witness qualify you for what is to come. You can't talk about the person you don't know. Nobody witness about Jesus. You might come to YMR without knowing Jesus. You can cry like us. You can shake. If you don't know him, you can't be a witness. You can't. The worst thing in our generation is to take selfie with a man of God who doesn't know you. You will post the picture and yet he doesn't know you. That you take picture with me doesn't mean you know me. If you greet me and I respond, it doesn't mean I know you. I'm just being responsible. Many of you are greeting Jesus, he's responding, but you don't know him. Jesus, good morning, I love you, give me a car. He said, Shebi, you are a son. Not my son, but a son. And Jamaica, give him blessing. Give him blessing till he realizes he needs me more than blessing. By the time he asks me, the thing he needs will begin to follow. Don't look at my hand. Look at my hand. Look at my heart. Ah, Jesus, good morning. Won't you bless me today? He said, Michael, this boy, give him something. But those who know him, he doesn't call Michael, he comes to them. He doesn't send Gabriel, he comes to them. He doesn't send angels, he comes to them. That I may know him. That I may know him. You need an encounter with him. You can't talk about him if you have not met him. Tens of thousands of you here tonight, even though you have a picture that you came to YMR, that doesn't mean you know him. Nobody witnessed about him in the scripture without having an encounter. Apostle Paul met him on the way to Damascus. Where did you meet him? Do you know what? You might even be speaking in tongues. Maybe you learned that one. And you don't know him. The funniest part, you are doing miracles. And you don't know him. Somebody is now saying, but pastor, I do miracles. Remember, he said, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. In your name, we cast a demon. Say, yes. My name is at stake. That's for his name's sake. My name is at stake. Somebody has faith in me. They don't know you are not responsible. But because my name is at stake, I will do it for them. Through you. Even though, since I can use a donkey to speak, how much more you? A donkey spoke, how much more you? But God is using you, yet he doesn't know you. Do you really know him? Have you encountered Jesus? You can't talk about the person you don't know. How well do you know him? I go to church on Sunday. I go to Digging Deep on Tuesday. Faith Clinic on Thursday. I speak in tongues. I fall down. I break chairs. Yes, but you don't know him. Can I know you? Do you know the reason why you don't know yourself? You don't know him. When you find him, he will find you. You are busy looking for yourself everywhere. All you need to do is know him. He will show you you. There is a you in him that can only be revealed when you meet him. Do you know him? Maybe you have been in church for 20 years and yet you don't know him. You know the God of your pastor. They taught you he can bless. You believed it. You know, it's possible to go to university, graduate, and don't know the course. Have you met people who had first class and know nothing? They did la cram la pour. What the school is marking is what you wrote, not what you know. In case you forget immediately after writing it, you will still pass. Many people are having first class in church activities, but advised to withdraw in knowledge of him. The deepest part is, did he know you? He said, I know you not. I have been in church for 30 years. I know you not. Examine your life tonight. There is no witness who didn't know him. Rebarande Susaya. Kaya Barate. Let me say this. Matthew 24:14. The gospel itself is a witness. The gospel. The gospel is a witness. He said, Matthew 24:14. The gospel is a witness. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. The gospel is a witness. As I begin to close on this tonight, I want to show you the real DNA of a witness. I need a doctor. Any doctor Obimbe? Yeah, please come. You are a doctor, so come. DNA means deoxyribonucleic acid, right? So, if this daughter, if I say she's my daughter, and another man says she's my daughter, she looks like me, I say no, she's my daughter, and we ask the mother, actually I don't know the father, I remember two of you did something, but I've trained her for 20 years. Yes, but look at her hair. Is the hair not like my hair? And two of them are fighting. What will they do, sir? They will do DNA test. So, what does DNA test shows us? Can I get a mic? I need doctor to talk to me. You have been seeing paternal something on Instagram recently, right? Okay. In fact, I have seen DNA kits now. Have you seen it? They are now selling DNA kits. Okay. Pastor, two of us. Okay, let me excuse you. I can't fight over. Come. It's drama. I'm Jesus. Go. Two of them are fighting over this girl as their daughter. Sir, as a doctor, how will they solve it?
They will do a DNA test.
They will do a DNA test. So, what will the DNA test show us?
Okay, so if you are the father, we'll see similarity in the pattern in your DNA and in our DNA.
They will see similarities in the pattern between my DNA and... Can two people have the same pattern?
No, sir.
It's not possible. No, sir. Like, you will see a pattern from him and a pattern from him. No, it's not possible.
There'll be differences.
So, I remember basic biology. The element of that DNA is the gene. So, the gene is the big deal. So, when we check R, we should find the gene of one of them in R. Okay. So, the person whose gene we find in R is the father.
Yes, sir.
And that settles the argument.
Yes,
can I take it to appeal court?
Sure.
With the appeal court, change the DNA test?
No,
okay. Can I take it to Supreme Court?
Yes, sir.
With the Supreme Court, change the DNA test?
No, sir.
So all the courts will just collect the money of the people. And the lawyers will enjoy it. But the DNA test cannot change.
Yes,
please,
sir.
Sit down. Thank you. Listen to me. If somebody is a witness, no need for argument. Let's do DNA test. Are you a witness? Yes, I'm a witness. Don't fight me. Are you a witness? Yes. Don't fight. You are not. I am. See the way you are dressing. It's not by dressing. It's by my heart. No need for fight. You that you are dressing, your character is bad. No need for fight. Me, I'm using rubber. You are using attachment. You are the one. I'm the one. No worry. No need for fight. Me, I'm wearing trouser. You are wearing kaba. No problem. I don't greet people. The Lord bless you. You, I greet everybody. A Christian cannot be greeting people.
No, a Christian should be friendly. No need for fight. Let's do DNA test. Should we do DNA test? You will know tonight if you are a witness. I'm the doctor. Let's go to the lab. 1 John chapter 5, verse 9 to 10. Welcome to lab of Dr. Pastor Daniel. Are you here? Open your Bibles in case you are not seeing this screen. Open your Bibles. Welcome to my lab. Open your Bible. Have you opened your Bible? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Ah, you are too slow. 1 John is in the New Testament. Before 2 John. Chapter 5 is after chapter 4. Are you there? If you are there, say praise God. If you are not there, say wait for me. Okay. So welcome to the DNA test. Let's read chapter verse 9. Want to go? If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he had testified in his Son. Are you seeing the witness of God? Verse 10. Let's read. He that believeth on the Son of God hath witness. Where? Where? In himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. What is the DNA test? If you believe Jesus, you are not just trying to be a witness. He's living in you. No need for argument. Are you born again? I am a witness. I have been in church for 30 years. That is not the question. Are you born again? I speak in tongues. I fall down. I scatter chairs. Don't worry. Are you born again? I am the best voice in the choir. I sing treble. I sing soprano. I sing alto. I sing bass. Even Lucifer doesn't have voice like me. Hallelujah. No need for fight. Are you born again? He said, he has the witness in himself. 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 Why did they say he has the witness? Not he has Jesus. Revelations 1:5. Show me. Revelations 1:5. They didn't say he has Jesus. They said he has a witness. What did they say? And from Jesus, who is the faithful witness? Jesus is called witness. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. It means if any man be in witness, and the witness is in him, then he's a witness. What happened in Acts 1:8? You receive power to do it well. That doesn't make you a witness. It is salvation that makes you a witness. Many of you are witnesses, even though you are not doing signs yet. It's because you have not received power to activate yourself. Kayaba. Come. Can you talk? Remove your nose mask. You can talk. Thank God you can talk. Tell this pastor. Tell him to stand up, raise up his hand and close his eyes. Say it. See the way he's looking at you. The question is, who are you? Pastor, stand up. Raise up your hand. Turn around. Wait. Why is he doing it? I'm the one in charge here tonight. I can say it. He can't say it. Even though both of us can talk, one is empowered, one is not empowered. He's a witness, but I'm an empowered witness. We are both born again, but are we filled in the Holy Ghost? And ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost can come upon you, and ye shall be empowered to become the witness you are when you are born again. Because at salvation, the witness himself comes inside of you and you become a witness. See, I'm a witness. Tomorrow, I will share with you on the life of an empowered witness. The life of an empowered witness. We'll be talking about signs and wonders. Please sit down. You can go back. But as I close tonight, our DNA test just showed us that the witness is the person that has the witness in him. You are here tonight. You know, like you know your name, you don't know him. You have been coming to church for years. You have served in the choir. You know our cliches. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give God praise. God bless you, sister. God bless you, brother. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can say what we are saying, but you know you don't know him. You know. You are in YMR tonight, but you know you don't know him. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. Come. Come to him. Come. Come to him. Come. Come to him. Come. Come. Come back a little. Ushers, come back a little. First line, first line. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? Run here. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Don't kneel down, stand up. Don't stand up. Don't kneel down, stand up. Don't kneel down, stand up. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? Come tonight. You are struggling with sin because you don't know him. You are struggling with sin because you don't know him. You are struggling with sin because you don't know him. Wherever you are, run here, run here, run here, run here, run here. Tonight is your night. Run, run, run. You need to know him. You need to know him. You know you don't know him. You know. You know. You know you have been going to church. You know you don't know him. Come, come. Keep running, keep running, keep running. Just keep clapping. Just keep clapping. As they are coming, keep clapping. As they are coming, keep clapping. As they are coming, keep clapping. Keep clapping. The hands that clap are the hands that will do miracles. Keep clapping. Keep clapping. Rabba-dabba-labba-labba-labba. This is the DNA of a witness. You must know him. 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 You might have been a pastor for years and you don't know him. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Come, come, come. 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 Come on. Keep running, keep running, keep running, keep running. Zala baraba baba baba. Come. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. You have seen miracles. You saw the miracles that took place here tonight. Somebody was packaged. Could not walk, could not stand. Power hit him. All manner of affliction. Several miracles have been taking place tonight. 21 year deafness. Pile, 5 years. All manner of affliction have gone tonight. But that is not it. The real thing is, do you know him? This is the greatest miracle. This is the greatest miracle. We thank God for those miracles. But this is the greatest miracle. If you are still there, join us. 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 Keep coming. Marabayakatola. Amen. All of you in front. Congratulations. Congratulations. You are now a witness. You are now a witness. Because the DNA test says only those who believe in the Son have the witness in themselves. Only those who believe in the Son have the witness in them. Welcome. Lift up your two hands. Say after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I can hear you. Make it loud. Thank you for not giving up on me. I am sorry for my sins. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please come into my heart. Save my soul. Make me brand new. I receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I will never go back to the world. Forever and ever. Amen. Congratulations. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you for listening to this message. We hope you have been instructed and inspired by the Spirit of God.
Don't forget to share and subscribe to get notifications for more messages and videos.
God bless you.